I usually use my hands.
Okay, what about civilized people?
Knife and fork and spoon.
Okay, and the plural of knife, you have to say seven.
Knives.
Okay. Say, after we're talking about this meal that we're going to have tonight.
We were going to have.
After, say, hypothetically speaking, man, when we had gotten finished with the dirty dishes, you say you did what to them?
Threw them out.
Threw what?
Threw them out. Blow your mind. I would wash them and dry them, put them away, and get them ready for another shot.
What do you say that you did when you let
clean
the water flow over them to get the soap off?
Rinse them. You rinse them first, or wash them off, give them a light wash, and then you apply your soap and your brush and a little elbow grease and go to work. Clean them off.
Ever heard anybody say they rinse the dishes, they scald the dishes?
Yeah, you could scald. Well, I might scald them. You might do that more as after you wash them. Then you'd scald them because a hot, wet dish dries much quicker than a cold, wet dish does. We want some light. Let's get it up too, because number one, it was shit on it. There you go, boy. I wonder if three doesn't have those hot farts around then.
Do you use some kind of rag?
What do you call it? I call it a tuffy, actually. It's a tuffy. It's a little brush we use. It's a bristle type thing. That's the manufacturer's name for it. I just use what we call a sponge or something like that, but it's not really a sponge.
Have you ever heard people use any particular name for that?
Dish rag. Yeah, dish rag is what it is. No, washing rags and whatnot. Wash rags and whatnot.
What about the one that you dry with?
That's a dish towel. It's a towel used only for dishes and for grubby little paws that happen to grab it up.
Or say the thing that you would use that would be about hand size that you need to bathe your face when you're taking a bath.
That's also a wash rag.
That's a wash rag. Yeah. Too. And the big thing that you dry off with.
A towel. They're very clever. A bath towel.
Say in the kitchen. You ruined it! The thing over your sink that the water comes.
The strange interruptions you just heard have nothing to do with the rest of this tape. Disregard them. You gotta unplug it first, kid. Water faucet. Hydrant. Hydrants are outside the house. I call that a faucet. A tap is also a word for it. Spigot.
For what?
Would be also a faucet. Maybe a spigot.
Did you call the hydrant?
A spigot also, yeah.
Well, say if you had one of these big portable water containers, the thing that you would punch or something to get the water to come
spout.
Out.
Spout.
We call that a spout.
Okay.
Say.
Go ahead. I can't hear anything else right offhand.
During cold weather like this, you might say, get up one morning, try to turn on the water in the bathroom, nothing comes out. You say, great, last night it got so cold in the pipes.
Burst. Froze. Frozen burst. Yeah.
Talking about containers, years ago, people probably, if you wanted to buy a large amount of flour, what would it probably come in?
Probably a 100-pound bag, I guess. Or a 50-pound bag, something like that. Or a 25-pound bag is even big, I guess.
Okay.
But it all depends on how many people you have in family. I'd say, yeah, 2,500 pounds, something like that. It's already big.
Since you mentioned bags, say if you went to the grocery store and made some purchases, the grocer would probably put them in a
sack, or grocery sack, or grocery bag.
What's the difference?
Well, I said a sack is actually probably smaller. A sack you might put in maybe like 25 tangerines or something like that into a, you know, something small. You get a small purchase there, maybe like $5 worth. That'd be a small purchase nowadays.